Okay, it says we're live. So here we are. Good morning and welcome to the City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting, regularly scheduled for today, Thursday, August 9th, 2012, 9 a.m. I'd like to call the meeting to order at this time, showing that Member Myers is missing. Have a wonderful vacation. And we have, at this time, open it up for public comment. Anybody from the public wishing to come forward, please identify yourself. And if you could limit your comments to about 3 minutes, that would be fantastic.
It will be quick. My name is John Solo, citizen Morro Bay, business owner. I'm here for a special occasion to thank you guys, thank all the hotels, thank all the RV parks, thank all the vacation rentals. For the first time in the history of Morro Bay, we broke $2 million in TOT collections. It's always easy to criticize, like some of the people that would go to City Council and say, you guys are $20,000 over budget, overspent this, overspent that. But just want to let you guys know, without your efforts, we would not be over $150,000 over budget in the general fund collections for the year of 2011-2012. So my hat's off to you, and hopefully this trend will continue. We will catch our neighbors and increase our market share. So thank you. And for those that always comes and talks about negative things to City Council and everybody else and says how bad you guys are doing and how you're doing this wrong, doing that wrong, hopefully they'll go to City Council and recognize you guys for all your hard efforts. So that's the only reason I came. So thank you very much. Have a good meeting.
Thank you.
Good morning, members of TBID. I am Aaron Oakes, OCHS. I am managing editor of rockthecoast.com. I am also co-host of Rock Talk on 97.3, the Rock Radio, community radio for Estero Bay. I have a few ideas about how to bring more people into Morro Bay. One of those ideas is incentivizing tourists through deals and savings. Folks, we're still in an economic recession, and I think it's really important to go. And he came down for the deals. Who would have thought? But I think that's really neat. Another business that I really like is El Morro Masterpiece Hotel. They have great deals for their hotels. I saw one that I posted on the Rock Facebook page about a week ago. And they're talking about romantic getaway deals, 30% off on romantic packages. And they know their demographic. They know they're trying to appeal to young couples who are interested in having a nice, relaxing vacation on the Central Coast. So come on down to Morro Bay. I really like that. I think more businesses should be doing that. I don't see enough of that. Like I said, the last time I was here, I don't see a lot of websites. I don't see a lot of web presence. And Google recognizes all these websites. And so when you type in Morro Bay on Google, you get the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. You get to the TBID webpage. But you don't see a lot of flagship businesses. You don't see a lot of the hotels there. And again, we need to get on the digital bandwagon, keep bringing more of these websites, more of these deals into the forefront. And if you guys can do that, and if the chamber can do that, that'd be great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, John. Seeing no other people in the audience, I think we can safely close public comment. Both very good comments today. I have no idea who has that Masterpiece Hotel, but I guess she's doing a good job. Look at those deals. We'll move to board announcements. Does anyone on the board have an announcement they'd like to make? Michelle?
I just have one. I always love to shout out to the Morro Bay Park and Recs Department. It's on. Am I not loud? I guess we didn't check my mic earlier. I just want to give a shout out to the Morro Bay Parks and Rec Department. Tomorrow is their last day of kids camp, and I just have to tell all those working parents out there, if you did not use Morro Bay Rec this last summer, I advise you to use it this next year. They keep the kids running all around and doing all those activities. I know I talked about this last year. I think if we're looking for activities for kids, we need to go to the Park and Rec Department because they keep those guys busy day in and day out all summer long, and those counselors are awesome. So I just want to shout out to those guys. Thank you very much. And all you working parents, remember that next year because they're great.
Thanks, Michelle. And on that note about kids, school is back in on the 24th, so watch for kids. 23rd, yeah, riding their bikes and walking to school. So please drive safely and watch for them as they head over to the high school to pick up their parents. You can pick your registration packets up today at Los Osos Middle School, and you can get them as of last week at the high school. So get down there and get your kids registered so you know where they're at in the fall. Okay. Thank you very much. And we will look to the approval of minutes. Everyone received the minutes in their packets. Were there any changes that we needed to make? I saw none, but...
I'll make a motion that we approve July 12th minutes.
Is there a second? Karen with the second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None? Oh, I'm sorry. Jane abstains. Okay, and we are moving to unfinished business. A continued discussion of potential locations for the future visitor center. I'm just going to give you a very quick blip of a verbal report until we get to our business meeting in 2 weeks. Here's the blip. We have peeked again at those three sites that you put on the list as your 1, 2, and 3. One of those, Verge's Landing, is now being rented by a... they're in the process of confirming the lease for a... not a commercial fishing, but a recreational fishing, sports fishing business to go in there. So that site is going to be no longer available to us as a destination for the visitor center. That leaves the Morro Bay Realty site and the site on at 845 Embarcadero. I did go through 845 Embarcadero with a construction contractor and received a bid back late last evening, and we'll look that over with the subcommittee and get questions back to him and then get a full report to you at our business meeting in 2 weeks. And we did speak with Morro Bay Realty and have some more information on that we'll bring forward altogether. So I'd like to see that move to the business meeting, if that would probably be a raw question. Without being in the process of being a board, I don't know if we can move forward with...
Okay. Just a question.
Actually, we might be able to. I was going to say, no, we can't, but we might be able to because nonprofits can operate waiting for their nonprofit status.
So maybe we reach out to them.
We're not dealing with money, but the hiring entity will be the same. So if Rob, who will be watching this, can give us a quick thing, why don't we go ahead and if we have to take a vote to post it, let's just do it.
Okay, well, it does appear, I believe...
down under new business.
Yeah, we have it.
So yeah. We'll be talking about it later, the draft ad. I think
that we could post it.
We're not hiring anybody yet. We're not doing anything yet. But I'd like to get it posted and get the ball rolling because I feel like we're already a little bit behind schedule, and I don't want to see our feet get dragged just because
In our status as a nonprofit will probably take... at a minimum 3 months with the IRS and probably 6 with the state. So,
right.
I mean, we can't wait for that anyway. Those are separate applications that have to be filed.
Right. Okay. So we'll follow up with Rob. But when we get to that discussion later personally, I'd love to see us still post that ad and get moving forward on all of that.
Terrific. Okay. So obviously these are going to be at our next business meeting. In 2 weeks. Okay, and with that, we will move to the visitor center report. And it says on there Craig Schmidt, but it's actually Mr. Roth again today. Nice to see you, Hank. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here. You have in your packets the visitor center from June to July. Visitors jumped up 1,000, a little bit more. about the same calls, about 50 less, and fulfillments were down just a little scotch. Little anecdotal stories. People are surprised that they can actually get out to the Rock. I don't know what we can do. I know we can't do much on Highway 1, but if there's, you know, some kind of signage that we can put Rock this way or something. And also, it was kind of funny, more than one person has come in and wanted to know the address of the Rock so they can put it in their GPS, you know. And we're pointing right over there, just keep driving up the road. So, anyway, that's what I have. If you have any questions, I'd be welcome to answer. Otherwise, that's the end of my report.
Does the bathroom have an address? The Rock restroom? Maybe you might give that out.
Know.
Jamie's shaking her head.
I'd have to talk to
yes.
Joe about that and see.
That might be a good
idea. I have a comment. I would like to say something.
Sure.
Okay. First of all, thank you to everything that the Visitor Center does right now. I had called down to the Visitor Center because looking for business, looking for referrals. And I had a long talk with one of the people that worked there that was basically saying they get very few visitors that come in during the time that you're open looking for a hotel. Usually people already have a hotel or they think about staying afterwards. Okay. At the same time, every time I get a referral from, because I'm a member of the SLO chamber, I get an email that says, we have referred your business. And I had sent that copy of the email to Craig over a month and a half to 2 months ago, indicating to him that that would be a great way for the hotels to know when you do refer out. It's simple. It's a standard letter. You just push a button to email it to somebody. And I would really think that that's a great way for the hotels to track referrals that they get from the visitor center. So if you would take that back, once again, I've sent it to him before, and I think it's pretty simple. So that was my only comment. And thank you for everything you do there.
My pleasure. Just a clarification on that. They refer your hotel or, you know, I mean...
No, they referred every time
hotels.
A member of their chamber, who's a hotel, their visitor center refers business to your hotel,
right.
They send you a blast. We referred a visitor to your hotel today.
I'd like to talk to them and find out. I mean, because we present, or at least I do, I present, here's, you know, what is it you're looking for? Here's the kind of hotels we have, and I try to match the hotels with the people.
No, that's fine. The point is that we get notification of that. Sometimes, you know, so that's something that, as again, I pass it along 2 months ago, and if you need me to forward it to you again, not a problem.
I will make sure that we deal with that.
I would call Kristen over at the SLO Chamber. She'll probably be able to help.
I talked to her Wednesday, so
yeah.
I'll bring that up.
She's always in the net.
A lot of marketing. We had some leftover impressions from some of the online and mobile that campaigns that we had. But I'm really hoping that we're going to hit the ground running after this meeting with some of the marketing recommendations that I'm going to be presenting later. We can't miss. We have to be, you know, by August 15th, I think we have to be out there strong. And, you know, it's August 9th. So, but it's easy to turn that stuff around in 5 or 6 days. Anyway, I will go on to July. These are some ads that are coming up in Sunset Magazine. They will publish around the 27th of August, so just in time for Saver. This is in their coastal issue. It's a California coast feature in Sunset Magazine, so I think it's great placement. We also, as added value to this, to that ad, we got into their weekend escapes, which is weekend trips, actually, which is a different publication still done by Sunset, available on newsstands. And I think there's about a million distribution on the weekend trips as well. So that was a good deal. And I think it'll be timely for Saver coming on in a month. This is our TripAdvisor sponsorship page. This is the only thing we have running on TripAdvisor right now, still performing well. I have proposals from them that I think should start in August as well for a new banner ad campaign. They have really done some innovative things with their sponsorship page that's driving traffic up. So I think it's a great spot to continue in. This was our Canadian Traveler magazine ad, went out mid-July. It's an annual publication that's both printed and online for a year. Goes out to major travel agencies in Canada and is available at different chambers of commerce and things like that. This is our Bay Area News Group banner ad campaign. These were some leftover impressions for their iPhone app. So it was just a small little 35,000 impressions with a couple hundred clicks. This is another marketing recommendation. They did fabulous work as far as results. And I think it really helped us drive that San Jose and Silicon Valley market. This is the travel coupon guide that actually ran. We paid for May and June. They made an error and kept running the covers and the inside for July and August. We also got another 5 weeks of online free. And they are. This was just the July that we didn't pay for, over 100,000 impressions and click-throughs. So interesting. I know further on in the agenda we're going to be talking about November and December, whether we're going to go back with them, and would love to get your input to find out if it's really tracking at all. This is the front cover and the inside page that's still running. And these are our slow VCB ads, the banner ads that'll run through next year. This was our August e-blast, and that drives to the, yeah, I love that picture, drives to the specials and deals page for the hotels, and went out the last, I think it was the 30th of July, for all the August specials. We had pretty good response as far as hotels submitting specials and deals, so that seems to be growing a little bit, which is good. This is our Saver Ultimate Getaway Package. This ends August 31st. We were at a meeting a couple of weeks ago. They said that they had about 400 entries on this Ultimate Getaway, and we'll be able to obtain all of that data after August 31st and can make some drives to those people that entered, and then pick a winner for the Saver weekend. This is their Ultimate Getaway Package, which we just put together a couple of weeks ago, and this appears on the Saver site, the VCB site, and it is something that's going to be given away at Saver for a hotel package, dinner, activities, and that's all been completed. These are your buses, your bus. It looks fabulous. The pictures are hard because of the reflection. The pictures are hard to see. If any of you get a chance to run up there and check them out, they just are really, really cool. The rock kind of goes over the window, and it's that sunset picture. It shows a little bit better in the next picture, I think, maybe not. But you can see all the boats. The sunset kind of goes up over the roof of the bus, and very dynamic and obviously very easy to read. So a good campaign, very well executed. I was really pleased with how timely they were. So that'll be up there for 5 years at Hearst Castle. So it is. Yeah, that was a great one. I'm getting some hits on YouTube. This was an article in the Tribune about the new skateboard museum, and they did a great interview with Jack, and we've gotten some great reviews. We posted this on Facebook as well, and people are just thrilled. It's just a really great place to take the kids, and obviously, all us baby boomers love it too. So great addition to Morro Bay. And this was a front page of the local section in the Tribune. One of their photographers came out and just did a huge gallery of Morro Bay photos and posted them online. There were over 60 photos online and a really nice front page in the local section spread for Morro Bay. That was in early July. And this was the announcement of the new radio station. This was also in the Tribune online, so that's exciting for community radio. And this is the article that the Tribune ran about Kitty Morgan coming to the Central Coast, and we had a great night with her and her troops and the PR people, and Joan hosted a fabulous event. They loved it, and it was really nice to meet her. And she has requested, actually yesterday, talked to Stacy Jacobs, and she's the one that wants the photos. Kitty Morgan is going to be judging the Battle of the Bay. So she was really excited about that and very down to earth. It was really nice to kind of get a feel for the new leadership at Sunset. So that got some good press. And these are some releases we have going. Actually, the Avocado and Margarita Festival release went out late July. The triathlon is going out September 1st. The participation in Savor by Morro Bay is set to distribute next week. We have an article on the press release on the recent TOT success that goes out this afternoon. It's a fabulous story and one that everybody needs to see. And then also working on a Battle of the Bay press release. There will also be Harborfest press releases, but they're doing them. We're distributing, but they have written the press releases. So lots of good stuff coming up. Getting into the analytics, we were up for total website visits from July of 2011 to this July. The page views were down. We're doing some research on this. This is basically how much time people are spending on the pages. So we were looking at it dropped by about a minute for them spending maybe 4 minutes on the site, dropped down to a little over 3 minutes. So there's some research going on about that and looking back at what happened in months in 2011. So that was... These are our new visitors and returning visitors, which is staying pretty status quo. Smartphone visitors up 43%, and smart device visitors up over 100%. And these are our top referring URLs. The city is still referring the majority of the referrals to morrobay.org. We've got visitcalifornia.com showing up fairly strongly there. Facebook, Yahoo, the county, and tripadvisor.com as well in that top 10. Top 10 referring cities. This really jumped around, and it's awesome. We have LA at the top of the list right now. We had a huge drive in June with LA, doing tons of their travel, blogs, newsletters, and doing some mobile, which performed really well. So these are July numbers, but it obviously has some residual effects. And that's another, that LATimes.com is something I really want to pursue in this fiscal year. San Francisco also came in third. And then we go into the Central Valley, San Diego, Visalia. So some very good numbers for the top referring cities.
Sherry, question. What did we do in terms of campaign in the Valley, say, in May, June?
You know, I don't think there was any Yahoo, because all of our Yahoo campaigns and most of the Valley CPC took care of. So not a lot. We did...
Most of the CPC stuff run out by that time?
Most of it ended April 30th. I think we had a little residual in May, but nothing at all in June in the Valley.
I was asking because in looking at the top referring, the combined Fresno, Visalia, and Bakersfield is still showing a very strong presence,
right.
And that's without campaign.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point, because when I was putting the marketing recommendations together, you know, it's just amazing. And for the entire year, the comparison from last fiscal year to 2011-2012, we're up almost 9%. So it's...
I'm sorry, I'm going to butt in here, because I just have to say that's unbelievable gains for Morro Bay. Typically, when we've had gains in the past, year on year, it's been 3% maybe, and we felt phenomenal about that. I mean, to gain 9%, it's unbelievable for us. And I just feel so thrilled for everyone, for our entire community, because it's just such a great, wonderful benefit. And tourism is such a clean industry that, you know, I think we're really making strides here in market share, and it feels good.
So we intend to keep that going.
Can I say something about that? People don't know, but the TOT funds are contributed by all sources of overnight stays. So just to clarify, so it has nothing to do with TBID. And what was it? The city budgeted X amount of dollars, and because of our record high, they received, what, $178,000 more than they had budgeted. And I just want people to know that that $178,000 is not coming to TBID. That goes to the city. So I think that's great for our citizens to know, and that the city will use that money as it sees fit, not TBID. And I think that's also important because of a recent article in the Bay News. So that's my comment for all my fans that are watching.
Yeah, it's very true. The TOT, I mean, it benefit that those funds benefit everybody. It benefits, you know, the town as a whole. It benefits the entire county to have that much revenue driven to Morro Bay, and it definitely benefits the residents in city funds and city services. So,
and I think it's legitimate also to add on top of what Jane's saying that, you know, this is, I think, the results of 3 years of a very targeted, concise marketing plan in conjunction with the CPC and in working with the chamber, and, you know, having the chamber sit in on our in the meetings and sitting on this board for the first 2 years. And I think we're finally seeing some results of that hard work.
Yep. We'll have more room to discuss this further down the agenda too. We have we have it on the agenda, so.
Okay, these are new email addresses. As I said, we've got a couple of contests going on that should dramatically improve our database. We're almost at 10,000 in the database, and we intend to use that quite strategically in the coming months. New Facebook likes. This is showing total likes at almost 3,800. You can see from that graph how much Facebook spiked during 4th of July. There was just a ton of activity, people, you know, wanting to be here, or people commenting, lots of pictures. And we're really being very strategic about sharing different events and businesses and things that are really going to enhance the Facebook site. So it continues to grow. These are some of the posts from Facebook over the month of July. This was done actually very early August. Joan sent me some pictures of them hauling in just hundreds of pounds of salmon and squid, and so we posted on that. I think we got, you know, over 40 comments and a bunch of likes, and then the next one is a photographer that posted a lot of fireworks pictures from 4th of July on Facebook. Yeah, it was fun. And then just lots of pictures and lots of activity on the Facebook page.
I love that right-hand picture. That's just somebody's Facebook post.
In fact, when I was looking at this PowerPoint, it almost looks like it's a photo that's been painted or highlighted somehow.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. It's gorgeous. And then this was the Facebook post on Visit California that just was huge. We keep looking every day to see if Morro Bay hits it again. They have a lot of places to cover in California, but that was a good kudo for us. And this is Twitter. We've just got different visitors and businesses contributing to the Twitter page, the community gardens and summer vacations. More Twitter. And then this was here last year. I have it in much fuller detail, but I wanted to leave it on the PowerPoint for anybody to access online. You can go, because they do not respond, they do not call you back, they do not email you back. But I got a pretty good indication that it's fairly expensive as compared to TripAdvisor. It's in, I have it in the marketing report that we are going to cover a little bit later. But yes, we did look into it. We also looked into Hulu, which I thought could have been a good avenue for us. They have a minimum $25,000 a month marketing. So a month.
Bye-bye budget.
Hulu, yeah, there goes the budget. Hulu, where, you know, they just show the ads before you can see your... And so many people use it, and... there were some... I'm trying to think if there was another company that started off that way. They'll eventually come down. They're just at a peak. But we will definitely get hard numbers on Yelp and see if it's, you know, of benefit.
Hulu. It's like a
Hulu's
Hawaiian
the
word.
TV.
It's a TV.
Yeah.
That you can see on your computer. And people, instead of doing... They used to be commercial-free. Now they have commercials and, you know, you can do ads or video pre-roll there. But very... I mean, there's no way.
How American that they've gone to commercialism.
I know.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Any other questions for Sherry right now? Until we get to the marketing plan for the future year.
I do have a quick question, Sherry, on the top referring... URLs, moral-bay.california.us is
the city government site.
The city government site. So then we have Morro Dunes, Central Coast, California. Morrobay.org isn't appearing there at all.
That would be an organic search. Morrobay.org. Those are sites that link to our site and
okay.
refer to us.
Okay. And then going back in.
Microphone.
Okay. So these aren't direct. These are links to our site.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
We are doing some research on hits on every page on morrobay.org because of the launch of the new site, there's been some, you know, delays in the organic search. It was coming up very low. It's starting to rise up. We talked about doing some SEM to, you know, kind of speed dial that in, but decided against it. But we are doing going through every page and comparing hits. So we'll have that for you probably the next weekend, the next meeting.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you. We'll accept your report for file. Good report, Sherry. Thank you. Trade show subcommittee report. I think we can, pardon me? We have some things for the Saver booth down below, so I think we can wait kind of for a report on Saver until we get down to F in the new business.
You may want to announce who the two chefs are.
But we do, for the Battle of the Bay, which is hosted by Ted Allen and is going to be judged by Kitty, the new editor from Sunset Magazine, Kitty Morgan, who... is just darling. She's just phenomenal. And the two chefs that will be competing for Top Chef in Morro Bay, drum roll please. I wish my son was here. I don't do drums. The two chefs are going to be Adam Pollard from Taco Temple. Yay. And I cannot say his last name, so I'll turn it over to Michelle, who has... It's Paul, and can you say his last name? I'm going to really mess it up if I say it out. Paul, from the Inn at Morro Bay, a stakeholder here in the T-Bid, from the Orchid, a restaurant at the Inn at Morro Bay. So we are very excited. He comes from a classic culinary training. Again, Adam comes from kind of... a local county type training with one of the most successful restaurants in Morro Bay, and it does not get much fresher than those two restaurants who buy all of their source their fish locally here. And I think it's going to be a phenomenal showdown. So get ready for some good cooking, and I think it's exciting that Ted Allen is going to be hosting. By the way, that Battle of the Bay is already sold out. Don't know if I told you that. So, and a little bit later down the agenda, we'll be talking about what we'd like to do for fulfillment as we try and market to all those people who come into that sold-out event, and also about the trade show booth at Saver. Anything else for trade show? No? Okay. And we know that the Morro Bay 50th is back to the trade show, but we will probably have a report for you on the Morro Bay 50th next month.
And what we're doing is sending out kind of a mass email to all the hoteliers requesting their, you know, the upcoming month specials and deals. So it's a great opportunity for you to get on the specials and deals page with your specific hotel. You know, instead of having, usually we have 10 or 12 hotels on that page, so it makes it a unique experience for the visitor. Those e-blasts go out, and they are driven specifically to that page with your hotel on it. So I highly recommend, I usually send out the request around the 20th of the previous month, and then it's posted right before. So we'll be sending it out August 20th and have it up and blast it out by before September 1st. And September's, you know, it's because it's wine month, it's a great month to really showcase, you know, the fact that we're so close. We're right in wine country, and I think it's a good push for the hotels.
And when we're using our QR code now in our advertising, our print advertising, are we sending it to that specials and deals page now as opposed to just the homepage, or still just to the homepage?
It depends on the ad. If we couple of ads that we have in Sunset, we're sending to the homepage, but there have been instances where we sent the QR code has been reflected to the specials and deals page. It depends on the
publication. So even more important to get your specials and deals in there, hoteliers.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sherry, for answering the questions. Creative subcommittee report, we did not, we did meet, I apologize, we did meet, we did meet several times about the updated visitor's guide brochure, and as you know, there's going to be a report coming up from Sherry that was sent to you via email, but as you know, we're currently printing this one that is available at the visitor center. And it is 48 pages. It's got a lot of text in it and a super small map and those kinds of things. And we came together and did some prelim work and sent a kind of guideline that got it down to between 12 to 16 pages. And we sent that over to Sherry and the BCA creative team. And one of the things we did was ask for a fold-out like this with a map similar to this that shows the city quite a bit better and breaks out and lists, identifies hotels and breaks out and lists the hotels since we've historically paid for the visitor's guide, but also continues to strongly support the where to eat restaurants and the places to see and things to do and transportation, tours, you know, retail, all the other stuff. And so that's going to be appearing a little bit later as an item. And I'd just like to remind you that every time we print 5,000 of these, costs us about $7,500. Isn't that correct? Your microphone. He's yelling at you. I'm sorry.
We just printed 7,500, and I think it was about $4,000. We were just trying to get through up to Saver, so that's the ballpark.
Right. And so we'll talk a little bit further about the issues of why we were changing this when we get down there a little further, but I wanted to let you know we did meet, and we do have a prototype.
Just one comment. I don't know if you have the trolley information on that or not, but I think there's a lot of people that come in this town and they know about it and they like to get on and go around town, and it would be nice to put that in.
That there is a trolley?
Trolley and maybe the route or some kind of information, fees, whatever. It's good to have that for the people visiting.
This is on discussion for later, but I think it would be a when we get to that discussion, I can say maybe we do like a dot, dot, dot or something like that along those lines. But I know it's on discussion later.
Yep. Okay, so Public Relations Subcommittee, did you meet? Did not meet?
We did not meet.
Budget Subcommittee, well, we have a budget coming forth. We have a budget coming forth, I'm sorry. Marketing schedule and budget is A in new business. And do you know, Sherry, from last year, well, Rob or Andrea are not here, the question I would have is now that we've come in higher in revenue, what that meant to last year for actual versus budget and how that money would carry over. So what I'll do is shoot a... because we're going to come in higher in TBID collections than our budget was last year.
Yeah.
And so what I'll do is probably shoot a, for June I'm talking about.
Or something like that, but it does appear on this budget now, so you'll see those changes.
Yeah, that's $28,000.
Well,
no, that the flow through was 21,000 extra is what I'm saying, but the extra between the 485 budget and the 513 is $28,000. So that's good. That's 28. That's a grab. That's awesome. And thank you, hotels and all lodging partners. That's a good campaign. That's a good effort. That's a strong effort. Anyhow, for budget, any questions? We're getting a new budget here as we move down to A. But
yeah, just the question I had is for next year budget. Are we finalized that yet?
No, that's today. That's
today
what we're getting at A.
Do that? Mm-hmm. Well, who's prepared it, by the way?
The budget.
They did?
Yeah. We did vote and approve the TBID budget. Now we're moving into detailing it with the marketing plan.
That's
going to be presented today and finalized, hopefully.
That's correct.
Actually, what's being presented today is marketing recommendations. We've talked, there were a lot of discussions about the fact that we're still on contract with the city through December 31st. So you saw some of those, you know, to the budget subcommittee, some questions go back and forth as to whether that budget, you know, the new budget needs to be renegotiated on January 1st, or if the new budget starts in July of 2012, and it hasn't been established. I mean, we've got 6 months to work with no DOT. So, you know, we're feeling, you know, that we have to. And we're going to meet with the budget subcommittee, a few BCA key people, to tap it out. So what I've got for you is just marketing recommendations. It's not the whole budget by any means. We are working off of John Meyer. I mean, that, for lack of a better... John Meyer's budget, the Tourism Bureau budget. So, but you know, not all those pieces are in cement yet. So, but anyway, we've got some good marketing stuff to go through and the final budget for this last fiscal year.
So, to answer my question, basically, we only just now have your number, and we got to work out the details to put the whole budget together still. Okay.
Okay, so now we will move to the Visitor and Conference Bureau report in the County Business Improvement District. We did not meet as a County Business Improvement District. I did attend a meeting of the Visitor and Conference Bureau. Since John is not here, I'll just let you know that was a marketing meeting for Saver. And boy, I've got to tell you, that VCB has their act together, man. They get in there, they've got some great new PR people that are really putting things together for them and for us, I should say. And it's a great partnership. So I think it's really going to take all of us places. You know, compression in Pismo Beach when they're sold out, well, you know, and people want to come to the beach, then Morro Bay and Avila and Cayucas, we're what's left. Compression in Morro Bay, when we're sold out, it goes out to the outliers, so what's good for one is good for all. Review of transient, and that's all I have to say on that. Review of transient occupancy tax. Well, we've already done that, but I just want to say not only did the figure come in at $2,026,184.90 with some missing receipts still, which means that it's going to drive it further. But I actually bet somebody, I just want to make this clear, that we would break $2 million. And the individual said to me, you're crazy. You can't break $2 million. I said, they can break $2 million. They can do it. Everybody's working really hard. And on this $2 million, I want to thank everybody because I have won a really nice bottle of wine. And I'll share it with you. So that's that. But it's thrilling to hit $2 million.
Oh, Nick, go ahead.
No, I just want to congratulate us on that and everybody's hard work. But also, since John Myers isn't here, he probably asked this question, is maybe we could get a look at what the total sales tax is for Morro Bay and see if there's a correlation that in that as well. I'd be really curious to see if it, you know, because we are getting more visitors. Are the visitors spending the dollars in town also at the rate also?
He will do that. Typically, the sales tax report runs one quarter behind TOT. So that's why when he creates those reports, they're typically they wag a quarter back. And it's created a lot of good things for our economy. So thank you very much to the lodging partners, and onward and upward. Onward and upward. So Tourism Bureau Formation Business Subcommittee Report. I let you know up in A and B what was going on, but the if there's anything that the gentlemen need to report. Okay, it did not meet. Tourism Bureau Hiring Process Subcommittee Report. That's actually going to come a little bit later in new business. So we will move now to new business, which we keep referring to, a discussion of the marketing schedule and budget, and Sherry has some handouts, very exciting handouts.
Okay, so the larger sheet that you have, and I emailed these to you if anybody prefers looking at them online, is our 2011-2012 T-bid budget for the past fiscal year. As I mentioned, we budgeted for a $485,000 budget for the year, came in at $460,000, I could read, right. Which leaves us with $17,000 on this budget left over. We talked about it before that TOT came in at $513,000, so we've got another pool of funds there. But we'll find out the details on how that gets distributed. My gut feeling is that we have money left over for this coming year, which is a great thing. Are there any questions? I know it's kind of a fine-lined document, but we've been looking at it for 11 or 12 months, and
I have a question. I noticed I had looked this over last night. February, and I know Hank's already left, but February, there's no fulfillment number.
Yeah, they combined February and March, so it shows up as 139.73, and that was, I think somebody mentioned it, that Hank got that all those invoices to us, and we do get those invoices at BCA, but I wasn't getting reported to, so we did have some gaps last time, and that was why March or February appears as a zero.
So this budget represents it's complete. There's no outstanding bills or outstanding collections. Any disputes over any costs or anything have already been been resolved. So it's still an unresolved budget.
Right, because what happens typically, let me stop. I just last night received the June BCA bill. So is the June BCA bill reflected in here? the June BCA bill is completely 100% reflected in here. So now what has to happen, Jane, is the city goes back, meaning Susan and her department goes back, and they reconcile. And typically that takes about 30 days for them to reconcile the BCA bill to what the intake was as publicly reported through the TOT reports. And they'll come back to us and then report to Sherry and the board what the exact amount was through intake and through payout, so accounts payable, accounts receivable, a reconciliation through the city. And that's actually our final number for us to be concerned with.
So then all the overages and the putting together the website, that's all been resolved in this budget. And any other billing questions, that has been all resolved.
That's
what you're saying, no, Michelle? What's going on?
Well, I mean, technically, we've never completed that budget review because we just now are being provided with the budget. So we did that six-month review, and now the budget will need to have the second 6 months still reviewed because we couldn't review it until we had all the final bills. So technically, the second 6 months budget review has not been complete.
But the first budget review of the first 6 months, everything that was found has been resolved, correct?
We had a meeting with BCA, the city, and the subcommittee who's looking through those. There was questions on both sides because it all comes down to, to be honest with you, it all comes down to verbiage in a contract and how that's read and interpreted, and line by line through that, meet as a subcommittee, and then establish a time when the city, BCA, their staff, and all of us can sit down and meet. So it is going to be probably some months before we can have complete resolution on all that.
Okay, so this is an unresolved budget. Thank you.
I think this budget is probably okay in the same sense that this budget reflects a $21,000 bill that was paid to TJA from a prior period. There may be something. I don't think we're going to have any additional billings from BCA that's going to go forward into the New Year's budget. But we'll see where we end up. And it'll also give, like Joan said, a much stronger and clearer picture on where we're going forward with BCA. And I think, you know, that's going to be probably the best result that we get from the audit.
It'll definitely make our partnership stronger. And
I think the only issue is we're right now, you know, $17,000, you know, in positive. How much of it after the audit really at risk?
We were kind of talking about two different audits. I mean, we were looking at what we were being billed by BCA in the budget subcommittee audit. What goes forward is going to be more a result of our meeting with Susan Slayton in the city and seeing, you know, how our cash flow is working. This is almost a combination of like a cash flow and an accrued budget or a profit and loss. When you see like the $21,000 to TJA reflected, so it's kind of like combining apples and oranges, and you know we'll just work forward with that, which is what we need at this point, because going forward as of January 1, we'll be under contract as a whole separate entity. So that's where the budget committee is trying to work forward to get us a good starting number of where we go forward.
Yeah. We will, this 17 will not, we don't have any other bills out there. If anything, the hugest thing is just interpreting the contract and making sure that the contract when we move forward is what everybody is happy with.
Okay, I've got a question.
I think it's safe to say we have no other known bills.
I've got a question. In this budget, and I know we want to move forward, but in this budget, there's $33,333.36 that we paid for Visitor Center, towards the Visitor Center. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we know that that's going to go up in January.
Well, we have, okay, So the reason why it was 33,000 is because we were accidentally overbilled. It was overstated by $16,000 the year before. So we got a credit this year, and it came to 33,000.
Right. No, I understand.
We have already started July 1. $25,000 was removed from our budget to support the current visitor center contract from July 1 to December 31 with the chamber. So we've had our deduction for the visitor center.
No, I know that wasn't even my question. What I wanted to know, and maybe Sherry could bring this back next time, is what part of this budget was attributed directly to ads, paying for ads, just a percentage in the future would be great, because I know that those will continue with probably a slight increase, that percentage. Plus, if we decide that we're going to go out into other markets, we're going to have another percentage. So I just want to know the direct ad percentage of the dollar on the budget.
Part of the audit that we did, and which isn't complete, as Joan said, because mm-hmm. we didn't have all months, but part of the audit we did, and this is why this is was one of the main drivers in our doing the audit, is to come up with a number like that. And it came up to between 35% and 40% in actual placement. Now, actual placement is taking out creatives, is taking out account management, is taking out all the other things like our support of the visitor center, Jackrabbit, VCB memberships, things like that, AGP for publication, all the other things that the TBIT has been paying for. But when it came back down to actual placement, be it digital or print, it was between 35% and 40%.
Great. That's the number I'm looking for, because when we start doing our budget for next year with everything else that we're anticipating, I think if the budget committee could probably look, I think we need to incorporate Jackrabbit into that, by the way, not take it out, because to me that's direct advertising, Jackrabbit, because people, okay, I'd like you guys to consider at least 50%.
That was the whole purpose.
Perfect.
Jane was trying to turn those numbers around.
Exactly. Thank you. That's why I was getting to that. So I don't.
Yeah, I apologize. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, we're done with that budget.
Of our 2012-2013 marketing recommendations. Overall, I'm looking at decreasing print because it just needs to happen. We decreased print the last year by, I don't know the percentage, but by at least $30,000, I believe. We actually flip-flopped your print and online budgets. So so last year we had about $45,000 of print, about almost $90,000 of online, $86,000. So this year, fiscal year now, I want to further reduce print. We've had some discussions about the California State Visitors Guide, which is our biggest expense in print. I recommend it. I think it's vital. It's you know, a huge distribution across the state. It's well read. It's a beautiful publication. You're paying a little bit less than you paid last year. So anyway, if we go through this, we're looking at doing very minimal Sunset Magazine, which the same thing happened last year, although I think we did end up with some remnant space that added to the totals, but I would like to keep that to a minimum and use Sunset.com more than the Sunset Magazine.
Do they allow you to use Sunset.com without running an ad?
Yes.
I mean a print ad.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're less, you know, when it comes to their celebration weekend eligibility, they put less emphasis on online, but they're going to have to change. It's everybody's going online. So. And so we're talking about a little bit of Sunset, the California State Visitors Guide, and the Slo County Visitors Guide at this point. We are already in that Canadian Traveler magazine for the year, so that's another print piece, but it was billed out in the last fiscal year.
And do we consider the travel coupon guide print, or do we consider that a combo?
It's a combo, but I've always put it under print on the budget because it seems to, that seems to be more the vehicle as far as being a coupon.
So we're not looking at any...
That's up for discussion later on, is whether we're going to go in to travel coupon guide. And that it would be good to, you know, maybe do a quick poll on if anybody has received coupons from that over the last 3 months. It's been out there, you know, June, July, and August.
I know they walk it.
May, June, July, yes.
Okay, so let's start drilling down on this. This is like $136,000. This is actual placement then. This is before creatives, before account management. This is before Facebook or social media, before PR. So once again, when we're adding our PR, our social media, our account management, and our creatives, we're spending about 50% now in actual placement. Because I think in our budget, we'd allocated about $233,000 for agency management. So I just want to be clear. So we're moving up a bit, and that's what we're asking for.
$140,000 for destination local advertising, and I read that as being placement only, because then they line out, you know, the other factors. So yeah, this is placement only, and it's because we can't do the whole budget until we have a discussion.
I think this is wonderful. Number one, I think doing less print, I agree. I think we should do less print. It's more expensive, and the reach is not as good as going on online. But at the same time, if you could tell me the last year versus this year on the print.
It's on your budget.
Right, I understand that. I mean, how much increase we want to do on each category or decrease?
We decreased $4,000.
Okay, on that. And how about the online? How much are we increasing on online?
$8,000.
$8,000? Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's all.
I have a couple of comments, if you don't mind.
We'll start at the end. Pardon me. Microphone.
Okay.
We'll start at the end with Jane, and we'll pull down. That way we stay organized.
Okay. I would like you to relook at Travel Coupon Guide, only because I think that a lot of our hotels that are lower really kind of look at that. We've got to look at the whole picture. That's thing one. And thing two, I looked into Desert Sun myself, and on the online, they were quoting me $960. And we have 6,000 for 1, 2, 3, 4 months. So
it's actually, it's not, because I've got it September 15th to November 15th.
Thanks for your knowledge on that, Jane. It's good to have somebody from there. Alec, anything else, Jane?
No, that's about it.
Alex?
I covered mine already, so I'm done.
Michelle?
I completely agree with the travel coupon guide. I think that's something we definitely need to go in again. I know that's on discussion for later, but while we're looking at it for print, I personally have one of my hotels that have a coupon in there, and we get huge success. And it's not just the low end. It's my Best Western, which is kind of middle of the road. So a lot of foreigners pick those up, and the lower hotels do too, but it does get some high end. I know Embarcadero Inn is in there with a higher rate as well. So I know we think a travel coupon is always a low budget, but honestly, it's a very low to mid scale. So I really would think the travel coupon guide is worth going into again. My other thing, I'm fine with everything else. Google Display. Can you explain that one to me? Because that looks new.
Yes, it is. Google Display, or Google AdSense, they're synonymous with each other, is a campaign similar to Yahoo, and we've done some Yahoo. It's a behavioral targeting, so they pick up what people are looking for, but then it's dispersed to Google, and you know, different. They can go everywhere with it. We've done it for a couple of clients in the past, and we're just starting to see some really good results with it.
Is this their remarketing? Campaign? The Google remarketing?
Yeah. Embarcadero Inn, I believe.
It
yes.
follows you.
Yeah.
It follows you.
I mean,
it follows
everywhere
you.
I go.
Once you've been to, like, the the morrobay.org page. Wherever you go, it's going to kind of follow you around and keep showing you Morro Bay, you know, shows up. It's very effective for branding.
Yes.
Particularly for keeping that presence out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it did this with school clothes the other night.
Yeah. It's scary. And there was just an article this morning that Google is now going to be able to track your emails, find out what you're saying in your emails, and then serve you ads from what you've said in your email. I mean, it's scary. It's very scary. But this is, you know, behavioral targeting is done across many, many platforms. Google is just becoming, you know, our lives. We live in Google, and I think it's a better platform than Yahoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was my question, because it was 5 months, it looked like, for $12,000, mm-hmm. and it was new. So I just wanted to kind of ask that one. And then I thought I had the email campaigns are just those blasts, right, that we're currently doing?
We've talked about this would be definitely elevating our email campaigns. We've talked about doing I don't like the word newsletter, but I'd like to get some event information or just some real good weekend Sherpa is something that just some real good Morro Bay nature, your activities, you know, on a monthly basis. And that would be, this would be incorporating both the specials and deals. It's not very expensive to do those email blasts. It's so I would think we would do the specials and deals and probably do one a month of another Morro Bay e-blast. And that would, the $6,000 would cover all of that.
Okay. I think that's all. I will have to say the whole print, if I were going to pull anything from print, I would pull Sunset Magazine.
Yeah.
But nobody else will probably support that. So that would be the only thing I would maybe say is anything I would change. And of Goring,
I support that. I think that it's...
I just feel like we put so much into Sunset and online that if we need to pull any money out of anywhere, I think pulling... And I know it's right before Saver, and that's why we're doing it, but I just feel like we put so much money already into that. It's really hard for me to swallow another $8,500 on a print ad.
Right.
So I'm just going to say that for me personally. That is one thing. I'd rather see that $8,500 go to Travel Coupon, put it that way.
That's a done deal, however.
I think that it's more...
I mean, we submit it. It's done. It's,
right.
We're August 9th.
We're already.
But for coming years, that's...
And that's why I'm thinking for future. I just... That's just my two cents. If we're going to need to cut print anywhere, it'd be there.
Gotcha.
Okay. Karen?
Okay, I do have a couple of comments. First of all, with print, I hope everybody realizes that everything here that we've got in our print ad also goes digital, that all of these magazines, other than possibly The Weekend Escapes, I'm not sure if that comes out in a digital format, but everything else comes out in digital. So we're not only getting a print, something that the people that like to carry this around with them or that have their subscription to Sunset Magazine because they're not just interested in travel and destination, but, you know, on a month-to-month basis are looking at the food or gardening aspects of it also. So it's reaching a broad spectrum.
I forget what it was, but it shows the different cities that are originating from or visits or whatever online. But the, you know, the valley, the Central Valley, Bakersfield, Fresno area. I know that we have, you know, Barry, a news group there online. We also have the LA Times. Do we want to add anything that kind of targets the Central Valley, or are we just kind of going to write them off that, well, they're going to come anyway?
I have a question. I know in the previous budgets, and I don't remember if we did it last year. I don't think we did, but previous years, and I'm even thinking CPC days, we did the weather.
Mm-hmm.
We did something with the weather over there.
Yes.
It was a TV station.
It was a TV station. Mm-hmm. I remember they would, because, you know, when it's hot over there and then they see Morro Bay's weather. And I thank you, Nick, for bringing that up, because I do think with CPC gone, I don't want to say we abandon them. I think we should do something consistent that we've done. Now, I know a lot, and one thing, Nick, you may not know, of a lot of hoteliers do the co-op ads with the VCB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there is a Morro Bay presence with the VCB through those co-op ads. And I know personally my three hotels go all year with the co-op ads. And I know the Embarcadero. So there's a little bit of presence, but maybe there's an opportunity to go through the co-op doing like more of a destination, come to Morro Bay for these things with that. So just throwing that out there, maybe that's an opportunity to look at through the VCB co-op, because they do the nice big folds and they do articles and they do reading all about the county. It may be a way to get a good bang for the buck. And then I think the weather station would be another great one to do if we could reach out with the weather. Because, again, I think consistency, we do want to remind them that we're there.
Right.
But I do love to see those L.A. and San Francisco.
Right. And that's something, that's an area we've been wanting to build, and I think we're having success there. But on the other hand, you know, we don't want to give up the Valley either, because they're, I'm sure they're being bombarded with ads from other areas as well.
The only comment I have on this, I think, you know, in summer we'll really get them over here anyway. It's just the off-season we don't see them here. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice to find a way to just attract them on the off-season here, because that's what we need more business, number one. And there's really, the weather is nice in October and September mm-hmm. here.
It's one of our nicest ones.
You know, I know with Facebook particularly, and maybe there are, through some of the other search engines, availability also to do targeted market advertising, mm-hmm. picking a demographic, and maybe we could pick up something like that for the Valley. You know, they've been so hard hit by the recession. Mm-hmm. Even if it's, you know, a link to a specials and deals page or something like that, you know, maybe we can look at something like that.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, the Desert Sun, is that Palm Springs area or is that?
Yes.
Okay, so
Palm
we're hitting
Springs.
That area as well. So,
mm-hmm.
As far as the print ads, you know, I kind of feel like the coupon, was it Traveler's Coupon? You know, personally, I'm not a big fan of coupons, because what it gets you is people that use coupons, and then when you're out of the when you go away, you're not really building any business. You're just getting people that are going to bring the coupons in. So, you know, I'm kind of mixed on that. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Sunset Magazine, and I think people that have the dollars to spend on tourism or going on vacation, they have those magazines. They look at those magazines. So I think I wouldn't be in favor of trading that one for the other. But I think we should definitely think about. I hope we stay with. Well, we are staying with Sunset Magazine for this year. I understand. But then following, I think we should look at staying with them. And then the travel coupon. I think that, you know, that's up for discussion as far as I go. And then one other thing, too, and I'm not sure if it fits in here, but, you know, using YouTube is something that's, you know, I think it's free. It's a matter of posting stuff. It's just a matter of paying somebody to post stuff on there. So, you know, I'm not sure if we want to have the marketing agency do that, but I'm thinking down the road, you know, once the director of tourism get set up, you know, somebody in their staff could just constantly update that on Facebook as well. You know, there's probably a dozen Facebook pages that have, you know, Morro Rock, you know, Morro Bay. You know, if somebody could just get in there and just, if, you know, if something gets posted on Morro Bay Facebook page, and then that can be transferred to Morro Rock and all the other Facebook pages, rather than paying somebody to do that. I mean, it could be done in-house once we get our office set up. So that's just throwing that out there.
Thank you. Okay, so I, too, agree that I didn't see a lot of Central Valley marketing in here. I understand that was typically, when TBID came along, that was typically left to the CPC, because events and hotel stays. I think that it's higher up for hotel stays. So if we did anything on Yelp, I would be looking at, in my mind, doing a minimal ad campaign on Yelp. That's how I would feel comfortable supporting it, having a minimal presence on Yelp. And then maybe using some of that Yelp money to get that travel coupon guide back, and making sure that we had an online presence with that travel coupon guide as well.
The Yelp, though, there's no money on here listed for Yelp.
Yeah, not yet.
So you're not...
Not yet.
Yeah, but it's sort of in the $96,000. It's just because they haven't quoted, given me a proposal yet. But it, you know, I... approximated some money for that. I think they're going to be out of our realm, and I do agree with you. Just in comparing the two sites, if you had, you know, if you want to choose one and you want to be free, you know, you want to have the frequency on TripAdvisor, so I wouldn't want to cut that in half to be on Yelp. So that's why, you know.
TripAdvisor, I think, has been very successful for us when we look at the numbers that are posted in our marketing reports. I think having a destination page there that we purchased was extremely beneficial to the entire city, the restaurants, the retailers, everyone. And I think if you look at things to do in Morro Bay, I wish that, and you know what? I'm going to contact Hank at the chamber. I wish he was still here. And see if there's any way he can do a blast to all of the recreational, like boat cruises and all that, because there's when you go there for things to do, there's hardly anything recreational. We have so much to do here, and there's only a few businesses that have themselves on there, and it's very easy to have your business added and, you know, not overwhelmingly expensive, and in some cases can actually be free. So I'll see if I can work with Hank to get more businesses on there. But back to this, that would be my concern, is that we are not in the travel coupon guide, and I don't see a lot in Fresno. I don't see a lot targeted there, but I have to say I don't see a lot targeted anywhere else either, because Sunset is the 12 western states of the United States. TripAdvisor is everywhere in the world.
It can be regionalized, though. So we can regionalize TripAdvisor if
we can regionalize mm-hmm. TripAdvisor.
And we can regionalize the Google Display networks. I mean, if we wanted to do some Central Valley
oh, good.
Ads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe we can split some of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a question while you guys are going through those. So I just added it up. So the online, when I added that all, it added up to the 96,000, and our print is 40,000. So basically, if we're adding Travel Coupon Guide mm-hmm. and we're adding the Central Valley, that means we're adding more money.
I think we're dividing out things
for
the Central Valley.
Yeah, I think we'll have to, you know, we may have to take $2,000 from the Bay Area News Group to do something, you know, in the Central Valley, or take $2,000. You know, it's not hard and fast. I think we can
But
move
on the 96,000, you're not budgeting anything on Yelp.
On Yelp.
Because if it's going to be big numbers, especially.
Right. It's going to throw us out.
Throw us for quite a bit, actually.
Right. And we have, you know, there's a $4,000 cushion in here, but that's not a lot of money. You right. know, they've got $140,000 on the budget. This is $136,000.
And I have a comment, you know, respond to the Yelp. I think it's important that we, even though we've tried for some times, mm-hmm. you know, there's all new stuff is coming on, as you know, every year. And there's, you know, some are successful, some are just going to die, you know. So, and I think we should at least try it. At minimum, I think, and then see how it works. I mean, if it doesn't, then you can always stop the campaign, but I think definitely we should get in there, because it's been used quite a bit right now.
I just want to make one other comment, too, I guess it pertains to this. I feel like we do a lot of food and wine niche pushing, which is great, but I feel like we also need to think about what and who we are. And Morro Bay, I think more of like the outside photo, pictures, hiking, biking, bay, canoe, you know, all of that stuff. Beach, 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 beach. A little more simpler. And I just feel like we just put so much emphasis on this food and wine stuff. And I know it's the hip thing right now, so that's partly why we're coming along, but I'd love to see us look into, and maybe, you know, now may not necessarily be the time.
Everything that I saw from them was print.
It was print.
Oh. It was both.
I thought it was print.
I hope that they'll change. When I looked at it, it seemed like it was almost all print, and that's why we didn't use it. But I imagine they've got to change their tactics. So they're coming out with their new co-op packages, you know, for this fiscal year. I haven't seen them yet, but.
Yeah, we may have some opportunity to advertise to the Central Valley there, too. But getting back to what we have presented here today, is everyone comfortable? Let's ask this question. Can we all get comfortable with this? Pardon me? There's $30,000 in that. Thank you, Karen. There's $30,000 in that co-op line. So there is some opportunity for us to co-op in those niche, in our stronghold niche areas there.
And if the board might remember, this last year, that co-op money came from the year before. We had done that U.S. Airways.
Mm-hmm.
There was that co-op opportunity where the whole county got together, and there was a handful of things, L.A. Times, the Bay Area. There was like four or five different markets that the co-op had went into. Mm-hmm. So just to refresh the board's memory, last year that never ended up transpiring. There was some issues on the county level where it never came forward to us. So maybe this next year it sounds like the VCB may be re-bringing that up and re-co-oping.
Right. And I think the VCB's advertising in the B and the Bakersfield, Californian co-op opportunity is fairly inexpensive.
It is.
And that might be a way to keep our presence there in the mind of the valley. So.
And this past year we spent $5,200 in that travel coupon guide. Would we be interested in adding that into this? I would like to see that added into this. Is anyone hearing me?
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment. Yeah. Based on what you just gave us, the numbers, which of course you don't have the Yelp in it, I think we should increase it. And I tell you why I think we should increase the budget a bit more. And you're reducing the print by 4,000, and then you're increasing the online by 8. So the net difference is 4,000 increase of compared to last year. Does that make sense? And that's really not even 3-4%.
Right. I'm going off a prescribed budget that
right.
actually isn't concrete.
Right.
So,
I understand.
Yeah.
So I think we should put money, because it looks like, at least even though I'm not very hard about travel coupon, I think it should be, you know, if you're going to add it, it should be added to the off-season kind of thing. But since most of the board, you know, member looks like they're interested, I think we should put that in the budget. Also, I think we should allocate some money for Yelp into the budget, and then whatever that number comes out, then I think that should be over.
Well, I think with Yelp, we're going to have to wait and see what the cost is going to be.
I understand that, but I think we should at least get some idea before we finalize it.
And I think we have to be careful, because we have to remember, I just would caution us to remember that we're moving into a phase where we're going to be hiring an individual, and we will be assuming wages and other expenses. So I think we need to be careful pulling money from those places that when we look at the budget that we approved as a guideline for us, that includes the 501c, and everything encompassed, there was a certain amount of money for marketing that we had, and that was the money that was presented to Sherry to create this budget. So she's working with the hard number that we gave her from the budget that we approved for the whole overall change. And we knew that this year we would see a decrease in what we were doing, and I think that is going to hit us. We've made such significant gains that we don't want to backtrack at all. So it's hard for us to sit here. It's a difficult situation for us to be in, because we we definitely don't want to go backwards off of a $2 million mark and a record.
My comment, I think what the success seems to be, I mean, I'm a new person on the board, but it's really the advertising and getting the name out. Putting money on fixed costs like rent and additional personnel, we got to be careful to watch that more, and so we be not suffer on advertising side of it. That's really what we should
focus on. And that's the problem at this point in trying to make a motion on a marketing plan. This is conservative. I think by all accounts, this will be a
marketing in there. And so it would be my suggestion that we adopt this, adding back travel coupon guide. We move forward to review what we have in depth in November as a board. The whole budget comes back to us in November, marketing budget and guidelines, so that we review it. We have a budget, a marketing budget and guideline full review in November, and if we want to place any additional funds in there, then we can.
With the travel coupon guide, I think, in last year's budget, but carried into this year, we had a November-December placement set up.
Correct.
So it's like a one-time placement or a two-month placement? Is that a bi-month or a...
We did it for November-December.
So it's a two-month place.
Yes.
And that's $5,200?
Yes.
So that's what we would need to really focus on right now in adding that back. Whereas last year we actually had it... Because we kind of spanned 2 years budget with the placement, we had it in a early summer,
May,
I want
June.
To say.
We did May-June.
Yeah,
it ended
May,
up
June
going all the way through
November-December. So now all we're actually talking about is, are we going to stick to our November-December? And I think that's a good idea also.
Okay. We'll do that.
So I would look for a motion for us to adopt the marketing recommendations, include the travel coupon guide in there, and ask for... full review at our November meeting of the TBID marketing recommendations to see if we have additional funds that have loosened up and been available. And if funds come up before then, we can certainly bring it back before then, but let's definitely schedule it for November. Is everybody comfortable with that?
I just have one question.
Yes.
Where did we go with the Valley then?
Yeah, I think we're all concerned with trying to keep something going with the Valley. We know we've got $30,000 in our budget that isn't accounted for here,
which the co-op,
is our co-op advertising, which we could pull in and
so
start looking.
Just
at
making sure Sherry knows
Valley,
that she's got co-op,
and then maybe pulling a little bit from our online destinations of Desert Sun, Bay Area, LA Times, and devoting a little of that into some Valley advertising also.
Or so. Making sure that the Google display targets that Valley
right.
market.
Right. I
yeah.
think, I mean, the $30,000 in the co-op fund is...
Should be plenty.
Exorbitant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think you'll spend $15,000 in that co-op money.
Perfect.
So I think
that's what I want. I just want to make sure that Sherry has the direction to still keep an eye on Central Valley and opportunities, and maybe look into that weather thing.
Yes.
So is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve these marketing recommendations with adding the travel coupon for November, December, and then having the target markets through these for the Central Valley.
So, in essence, it...
I'm sorry, we need a second.
No, I'm sorry. I'll second it.
Okay, go ahead.
Discussion? Okay. So, in essence, the print's going to be $45,000. Because we're going to add the travel coupon guide in there, or 45-2. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
That's correct.
I just want to also make sure we do the review. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we will.
You know, that's really, yeah.
We will.
Okay.
Is it review part of your motion or not?
Sure.
Yeah.
I will make a friendly amendment to add that.
November review.
November review.
All right. I'm okay with that. I'll second that friendly.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Okay, Sherry, get us going on the 15th there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Discussion of media rate from hotels. This was brought up by several of us over the past 2 years, that we should possibly have a media rate that the TBID pays back to hotels when we bring through travel writers and whatnot. For example, we have the Ultimate Getaway coming up for Saver Weekend, and that's a weekend that takes direct revenue out of people's pockets, and I don't think we're talking about replacing that revenue at rack rate by any means. I think what we're looking at talking about is at least covering their cleaning and expenses bill so that when we market the destination, the weight of that doesn't they don't feel the total weight of that as they move into the process. Is there a discussion? First of all, does the board agree that we should be paying hotels back if they have a magazine writer or a getaway person who's going to be blogging or whatever?
I think if we do discounting, I think you mentioned that before, I think it makes more sense because then we're getting something. We're not just comping.
Cohesion with a event or a special event or holiday, so it is a burden on a hotel. I think we should establish a special rate, but I think that the special rate should be used in cohesion with comped rooms with a hotel. If a hotel is comping a room,
exactly.
And maybe there's two travel writers that want to stay there, maybe they can comp one and get reimbursed for one, something like that. But there's a benefit to a hotel to host. So
I agree with you on this 100%. I think the last time that we had, I think the reason some of the hotel didn't participate because they didn't want to do free comp. So I think it still should be the option on the table that whoever wants to do, you know, free, that's fine, you know. But there should be also a rate cut in addition. So in case there is additional people, then we're also still having them somehow.
And I think today if we can just establish a rate, that would be a step. And then if we, as the programs come up, maybe then we can discuss it further, how we'll use that rate.
Just for ease, I think it might be interesting for us to look at, just like we do right now, we have X amount of dollars to do it, a budgetary item. If we decide that we will allow 20 rooms, you know, like put a cap on how many rooms, and we'll reimburse $50. It doesn't matter who gives the room. They just have to submit their paperwork, and we decide that we're going to fund, you know, what is that, $1,000? Or if we do 30 rooms, because it's not just the media. It's when Relay for Life comes through at the last minute. It's when the Oyster Festival needs it for their band, stuff like that. So if we decide that we'll give back $50, whether it's the Estero Inn, whether it's Breakers, and we do a cap rate on it, then those hotels can submit for the $50.
Well, I don't have any problem with allocating $1,000, but it's another $1,000 out of budget. And if you put it out there where you're going to have a compensation, you're not going to get the hoteliers coming forward to comp rooms.
Don't forget, once we pay, we have to pay TOT and TBID assessment on that. So it's $1,130 for 20 rooms. let's see. VCB just put something out that was very interesting. The way they did it was they went out and they swooped for comp rooms first. And they said, you know, basically we're looking for comp rooms in the market for Saver Weekend for media that we're hosting. You probably all got that. Right now we're looking for comp rooms. Comp rooms will be placed with the highest tier media, meaning if we had somebody from the San Francisco Chronicle versus somebody from the Tribune coming. Not that the Tribune isn't a wonderful publication, but it's a local publication. So those people are coming. They want to stay Saver Weekend. So basically they swooped for comp rooms first, and the hotels that gave up comp rooms got the top-tier media, meaning they got the Drive Market Media. They got San Francisco Examiner, and now they're swooping for a media rate, and if you give a media rate, you get they tier out their media in A, B, and C tiers. You know, it's a lot of trouble. It requires a director of tourism. It's not something that we should not be a working board. We're an organizational, structural board. If we're going to comp rooms, we comp them across the board. I don't know that we can cap them at 20 because, you know, do we then suddenly, like what happened with Linda Sanpay, we swooped for 8 media, we had 12. Well, we're 4 over. Tell the 4 people who want to write about us to go away. And they were some of the top-tier media that actually came in on that light. So, you know, I don't know. It's up to the board. I don't have strong feelings one way or the other about it. I really don't. I think it's something we could actually put off until we have a director of tourism so they could organize it for us. That's how I feel about it. I agree with Karen that it's another $1,130 if we go with 20. I like the $50 amount because I think it recoups costs. You know, your insurance for having your housekeeping service and everything come in. But, you know, again, I don't have strong feelings one way or the other.
Hearing a lot out there. I don't think it's fair, though, also that it's always the board that is doing these comp rooms. But I think it's because we're always the ones that are given out. So I get frustrated when people complain. They complain going, oh, well, so-and-so's at your hotel to hotel. Well, but I'm comping it. I'm getting no reimbursement. I'm paying for that. And you know what? I didn't get a write-up. So you know what? You could have done the same thing. So I think, you know, it's that whole thing, we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. I think we should establish maybe two different tiers. And that's how, personally, I would establish them. If you're taking that chance, you're getting a writer, they may or may not write about you, it's $0 comp or whatever, and then if it's an event, it's an X amount. And I think we should go weekday and weekend. I think if you have a weekday person, it's one price, and if it's a weekend, it's another price.
So I think I hear Michelle. I hear a rate from Jane, Alex.
Well, I think we all do comp on our own anyway. I mean, I'm doing it for church. I do it for school. I do it for a number of reasons. You know, people, you know, they have different events and so forth. So to tell us we must do it or not, I think it's up to each hotel. But the thing is, for our publicity, there's a minimum we need to do. Which means I think there should be some comp for show, because if you're going to have certain events, we need to have it. But on the beyond that number, I think we should get some kind of a discounted rate. Otherwise, it's not going to make sense to me, because you're not going to get people participate. The bottom line, we want the hotels to participate. And if you just say, we'll give them a free rooms and there is no limit to it, they're not going to participate, and then the few of us on board maybe get stuck with more rooms comping, and that's not fair either. So let's just establish the rules that, you know, there's certain amount we need to get comp, and anything else will go with the discounted rate that we establish. Either we want to call it the event rates, whatever, and let's ask the hotel to participate on that rate.
My thing is, though, is if, like Karen's saying, if you've got $1,300 allocated out, well, of course, as a hotelier, I'm going to go and submit a bill. Why would I not?
So,
and then we run into the issue of if we establish a media rate and we say that everybody that comes in that needs a comp room, be it a fam trip or an event sponsorship, the T-bid will be giving this rate for that comp room, then every hotel in town is going to participate, and then we have the additional burden of how do we decide where the people go? You know, how do we allocate those out to the hotels?
I think so, paying money, should be out of question, because then we now have to decide who's going to get paid, which hotel has a priority, and then how we're going to pay the bills, and it's just a nightmare to do accounting on that. I think it's something that we promote in the city, so all the hotels has to be participating. It's a benefit everybody, bottom line. So to establish some kind of a rate probably is the best way to have everybody participate in it, knowing that it's benefit all of us. And if there is a, you know, free that we have to, you know, comp, then we'll have to establish that like we've been doing so far.
So you're saying establish a rate, but take each event or each instance on its own basis, in other words, each time.
May I make a suggestion that we table this until we get a DOT, because I don't feel like micromanaging hotels or their rates. And, you know, people, they pay TOT, they pay TBID. If they want to give a hotel room, great. If they don't, well, I'm not going to tell them what they can charge and what they can't.
And I thought this discussion was basically going to be on, are we going to establish a media rate, not how we're going to allocate it out or under what circumstances we're going to allocate it out. I think that definitely should come under our new director's purview.
Okay, so we're back to where we were in the beginning. Now that we've run full circle, I feel like there's a couple of things here. We're going to bring this back at a further date. I totally agree with all of you. I think there can be some raid. I think there should be some raid. I don't think there should be some raid on certain things. Is it kite festival flyers? Is it so? You know, there has to be some guidelines. I don't want to micromanage these. Future agenda item, February, when we have a DOT.
Establishing rate at that time also then?
I think adding guidelines, establishing guidelines, and possibly a rate, if that's where we decide to go.
Okay.
Flyers, that ended up being almost everybody off this board plus another hotel. When we needed rooms for Oyster Festival, Oyster Festival weekend, I had a third of my inventory out, comped. A third of my inventory out, comped. And you know, that's a lot.
I'm fine with it going to DOT, or I would be fine with doing two-tier structures. Mm-hmm. And that would be, if it's an event and it's free and it's just the event, we come up with a media rate that the TBID would pay to the hotelier.
I think for me, I would word that differently. We would have a zero media rate if it were media,
right,
and an actual media event. And we would have, to me, a $50 events support rate in order to help coordinate the event. So to me, the ultimate getaway is an event support deal, because
right,
we're trying to get people to sign up at all these events. It's a destination support. The ultimate getaway, the band rooms for the Harbor Festival, the kite flyers for the kite festival, a $50 rate for that, for the kite flyers, I think is fine. On rooms that we go out and we search for comped anyhow, what that does is we're able to say, you know, you gave comped rooms last year at the Blue Sail, Nikki, and we really appreciate that. And if you'd be willing to comp them again this year, we'd really appreciate that. But also, we can offer you $50 to cover your costs if you need that. If you don't take that, it gives us $50 more to market with. But if you need that, we can handle that. So,
I think we've all decided, though, just to table it for DOT.
Fine.
Yeah.
See you in February on that one. Yep, presentation on a mobile app for Morro Bay. Sherry?
Yes. We looked into quotes for creating a, first of all, a mobile site similar to what you had previously, which is a very primitive type of mobile site, but lots of people use them. It's just, you know, 4 or 5 clicks. You're going to get to lodging, you're going to get to dining, you're going to get to a map, you're going to get, you know. The quote for that ranged anywhere from $2,500 to $4,000 to develop a site like that. It's pretty simple. We did conduct a small focus group, just kind of put it out to our staff and some of their spouses and friends, that kind of thing, just to look at the mobile or at morrobay.org on the different devices. Look at it on an iPhone, look at it on an Android, look at it on a BlackBerry, look at it on iPads or tablets. We got pretty positive reviews on the site as it is on your mobile device. On an iPhone, you know, you get the whole home, you know, you get the home page just as you see it on your computer. I mean, it's this big. But, and moving around, you can definitely book a room. JackRabbit is purely functional. You can see it, you can click, you can get to the calendar. You know, you still have to pinch and stretch and that kind of thing. But most iPad and tablet, it's a no-brainer. There's no reason to have a mobile application for the pad. They're big enough to accommodate your site. So I think that's what needs to be. I don't know how, you know, I'm sure all of you have tried to access the site on your phones. And if you've had frustration with that, you know, that's why we're looking at this mobile-friendly application. So to build a whole new site, you know, your site in a mobile is very, very expensive. I mean, you're talking $12,000. So, and I don't think it's right. You don't need all the content that's on your regular site on your phone. You need to be able to get to the restaurants. You need to be able to, you know, do a Google map, what, you know, those kind of things. So that's, you know, we're basically looking at, I can get you a firm estimate on, you know, it will be prettier than the one you had before, I guarantee that.
Yeah, that was my next question. That
yes.
one had, like it was like it was next to impossible to even see
right.
the different categories. It was so small. So, I
right.
mean, I'm assuming that you're going to be actually starting from scratch if we go that route and building something in a basic format, but that's maybe a little more user-friendly than
more
our old site was?
User-friendly and design-oriented. It will have a little bit more flair. There's lots and lots of options. Things have come a long way since they built that 2 years ago. So,
you know, the other thing, too, if I'm not mistaken, if you have, you know, Morro Bay app or morrobay.org app, you can also use that kind of as an advertising tool also.
Right.
Say, you know, morrobay.org website. Also, we have our
9, 10 o'clock in the night. So they got to be a place that they can go in, you know, people can go in and get the information.
Right.
So we definitely need both.
Right. Do you find, I mean, you, Joan, when you look at the site on your phone, is it a frustration to you?
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay.
Too much stuff.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, too much stuff. Too much. Yeah.
What has happened to our old primitive site? Do we have access to that?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
One of the things that I find with the phones and the whole idea of this is that, you know, with a new site, it's going to come up on the searches. So, for example, right now, if somebody drives into Morro Bay and they go to their browser so that they can go to TripAdvisor or something to look for a mobile site for Morro Bay, little icons come up under their browser with a little cup, the international eating symbol and all that. And you can press that icon and all the restaurants in Morro Bay come flying up. I mean, I do it all the time, San Francisco or wherever I'm at. My kids are hungry in the car. I say, just pull up the browser and hit the little fork. And the restaurants come up, and we know that, you know, Lolo's is 4.5 blocks away. And if we have the ability to have that guide back, you know, if we have that mobile site, it's just going to give us more presence there for those kinds of things. And again, I'm a fan. I think we all are. Everybody up here has got their phones out right now as we're talking about this, doing this, and it's the future. You know, you say to Siri, and off you go. So,
right. So why don't I submit a formal estimate and a template to you of
okay.
what we're looking, you know, that's going to go, and I can either bring it to the next meeting or I could send it to the whole board. I don't know what my limitations are there. Should I send it to budget? Or
you can send it to the entire board,
okay.
just none of us can comment back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't
we
comment.
Can comment to Sherry,
okay.
but Sherry only.
Because I'd like to get it rolling before the next meeting, and then maybe it can be on the agenda to approve.
Yeah.
Is that
perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure whether we need, I mean, we would need to discuss it, but we do have $25,000 in website for the current budget. So, I mean, we've got lots of money if we're looking at $25,000
right.
to $4,000.
Okay, discussion on the kiosk in North Morro Bay. this returned on our... We actually discussed this last month, and we've had no movement forward on this yet, so I'm sorry that accidentally reappeared on your agenda. This is the sushi, there's the Osaka Joe's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that space, you know, as it comes available, he'll let us know, and that's where we're at with that. So, so did you like how quickly I just moved us through the agenda? Discussion on travel coupon advertisement schedule for the November-December issue. That's right. We already did that. So we will be doing that. Discussion of Saver booth design and Saver marketing at the event and our opportunities there. This was the trade show subcommittee. Had a meeting. We met with Jacqueline Delaney from the Oyster Festival, because that was one of the festivals we wanted to highlight. There was a representative from the Harbor Festival there, because they're being highlighted in our booth, fresh fish and whatnot. We would like to do oysters again, so we had a representative from the Oyster Company there. Sherry was there, myself, and Michelle. We had a wonderful meeting. We got through all of our business, and we know that we have some estimates for build out of costs for that, we have to decide, since we'd like to do oysters again in the booth, if we'd be willing to pay for the oysters and do the build out. And last year, the build out, the oysters, and everything cost us about $5,000 range, and I'd like to see us commit. We actually came in under that last year. We committed $5,000 and came in under that, and I'd like to see us do that again. The plan for this year, I went down and talked to Mark Tognazzini, and he's going to be able to supply a nice boat that we're going to load with ice and do a fresh fish display to highlight the Harbor Festival for the following weekend, and the boat's going to have a sign on the side that says Morro Bay Harbor Festival with the dates on it for the following weekend. Harbor Festival will supply us with tickets, which we will give away either on the half hour, and he is excited about coming out and partnering with us again this year and providing kites and some kite services, and has also said that he would provide some Surrey's this year for Saver, which I've entered into the conversation with Saver about having these Surrey's out there with the banners on the front that say Discover Morro Bay, so we could do little sashes or banners, because they have a little thing that says Farmers Kites and Surrey's on them, but to do the Morro Bay banners, and then we can zip around have those zipping around the venue, little Surrey rides zipping around the venue. So we have some really unique opportunities, and I'd like to see us, and we do have that $5,000 built into the budget already. I'd like to see us go ahead and release that so that we can start moving forward, building out the booth and committing money for oysters and ice. And
so we are still doing the oysters, even with the fresh fish display, you're saying?
It's a fresh fish display.
And there'll be plenty of room to still do the raw oyster bar? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we have a 10 by 30 booth. Last year it was a 10 by 20.
Perfect.
Who is in charge of this whole?
I've done it with the trade show subcommittee. And this
raise your hand.
This is our working board moment.
Right. I just want to make sure, you know.
He'll be out there, Alex.
Okay.
He'll be there, Alex, with us.
My question was, as far as all the plan, who's putting all the plan? I mean, you mentioned quite a bit of them. Who's going to put the plan together as far as the boot? And
well, the committee.
Is it committee is going to do, or subcommittee?
The subcommittee does it. And then we ask for board support several moments along the way.
Well, now you're asking for money. I just want to make sure how we're going to spend the money. That's really the issue.
Maybe we could move ahead a little bit, because I know we got some estimates here. We've got a possible setup with the people that did set up at Oyster, and we've got oysters themselves that we know we're looking at costs on. So maybe you could just.
You want me to break that down?
Yeah. So
Is that within our $5,000 budget is all I'm concerned about?
Yeah, what I'm saying is for build-out of the booth plus the oysters, everything that we need, I'm estimating that we need, our estimate has come in at about $5,000.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll stick to that budget. If we have to cut things, we have to cut things. There was an opportunity for us to possibly have a second location out there, but we nixed that, so.
Okay.
And I want clarification, too. This estimate that Sherry brought forth to us with the saver standee and the banners and the presentation boards, I don't believe this is part of that $5,000.
Oh, well, that was my question.
And that's what I want clarification on. I don't believe it is, because between our oysters and our build-out, that did not include this, if you recall.
That was my question overall. It's just how can we put it all together and see what the number is?
And I have comments on that. But we got this as a subcommittee, I will not, last night, this estimate that you all see in front of us. So as a subcommittee, we have not had a chance to meet yet.
And we may not do the saver. We may not do the saver standee.
Yeah, you probably won't, because that was the other booth.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
I think I heard that you wanted a proposal about paying for the oysters. Nobody overall. Overall. All right, I have a question.
It's a lot of oysters for $5,000.
Don't we have, not really, but don't we have two oyster companies in this town, or just one? We have two. I would just say that we've been promoting one oyster company, which is, and rightfully so, because they're always donating. But at the same time, if we're going to start reimbursing, we need to think about being a little bit more inclusive. And that's my only comment that I'd like to make.
I think this is an issue with the boot or promoting, you know, oyster. I think it's two different. This is, I think, issues of the boot. Am I clear? We want to make sure.
Well, the oysters are part of the booth.
Exactly.
I think that's the. I think that's
saying,
the question.
The
and I think at this point, basically, the subcommittee is asking for a budget of $5,000 to build out the booth, and I have no problem with making a motion that, you know, we allocate $5,000 for build out for the saver booth.
What did we spend last year?
About $5,000.
About the same amount.
And I think, is there a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay. So before we go any further in the oyster discussion and the build out of the
Morro Bay
activity. What I'm saying is if they're putting forward all this stuff, like last year they donated all the oysters, didn't they? I thought they did. But, you know, when they're doing this, then absolutely they should be the only oyster company. But what I'm saying is if we're going to be giving them more money, which we should. People shouldn't have to be comping everything. Then we should at least be inclusive and invite Grassy Roots.
Grassy Bar.
Or whatever, Grassy Bar. You know, they can go ahead and say, no, we can't. But it's really important for us to be inclusive.
So
there's a motion on the table.
Yeah, there is a motion.
And I still have one question on this discussion. So that $5,000, just to be clear, does not include these material costs, correct?
It includes that's a budget, and what we can fit in there, we will fit in there as a subcommittee.
Okay. Just so I'm giving, and that's why I'm going, I'm part of that subcommittee, and I know in our discussion we didn't have these numbers, so I just want to make sure that as a subcommittee we have enough money.
Right, and we're going to have to go back to that $5,000 budget and squeeze everything and finesse it and do what we can.
Well, the saver, that first item, because they're not doing the second booth, that's off the table. So that $635.50 is deleted.
So there's a $1,500 total then, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, we'll come back to that. And one of them is for a big when it says banner, 10 by 10 banner, I hope people don't think that's just the banner of Morro Bay. It's basically a skin, like a billboard skin, with the shot that's out on highway
one.
Right. It's the whole backdrop for the booth. It's the...
Not the shot that we're using. And it was printed too dark. It was... we have something, but it's not...
It's really dark.
Right. Yeah. It's not what we're looking for. Okay.
So hopefully some of the stuff that you're going to do, you can use it over and...
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least the banner.
Yeah. So...
The booth itself.
Pieces. Not the fish. So a motion and a second. Is there any further comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. $5,000. It's our budget. Nick, Michelle. Get on it. Okay. Discussion of the new visitor guide concept. This was a creative subcommittee met multiple times to hone together and look at our current visitor guide, look at other pieces of fulfillment that other municipalities were doing. We chose what we liked and didn't like, came up with a very elementary prototype that we emailed to BCA, and they were so kind as to not let us know that we were super elementary. And
they loved it.
I'm sure they worked magic with it. What it is basically where we're taking this from 48 pages down to 12 with the fold out, as we discussed before. And we have an estimate and proposal mm-hmm. for that. Sherry has that she's going to hand out to you right now. And with that estimate, it includes the printing. It includes the printing for $15,000, and last time we printed 5,000 of these.
We printed 7,500
of these.
But wasn't there a reprint? How many total did we print last year?
I'm thinking it was probably 12,500, because I think we printed 5,000 right before Saver.
We did.
And then just did 7,500 in May. We've been using some of those for fulfillment for the California Welcome Centers, only for the local, just Pismo Beach and Santa Barbara, I believe.
Salinas.
Everything else is rack cards, but and the chamber goes through those like madhouse, yeah.
Oh, I can't keep those stocked at my front desks. I have a question for the subcommittee. Several questions. What size is it, the new one?
That size.
The same size?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was one of thing. And then can you guys just run through real quick what it is going to have inside?
The estimate that's in there, it's a lot cleaner. There's a lot less text. The photos that we've asked for have been to ask for Morro Bay specific photos. We didn't do creative as far as photos or anything like that. What we did do was, I would be happy to. Yeah, I would be. Here's a printed copy of it coming up, but I'm happy to
getting a better deal as you go up. I can provide that to you.
The reason I'm asking is because, like Michelle brought up, she can't keep it stocked. The hotels that I talk to, they need a stock of those at all times. And I'm constantly running down and, being, very careful with, and I shouldn't have to be careful with who I give a visitor's guide out to.
No.
So the point being, I think we need to look at a 20,000 run.
Okay.
Also on the map, I know we have a local map that we're doing, but some hotels have also said they'd really appreciate maybe some little close-up where they can tell people this is how you get to Montana de Oro, this is, stuff like that. So, just local things.
Right. And it the map is the fold. I got the idea that the map, the fold out was hotel listings. No? It's a map. Okay.
It's a map.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine. Just wanted to make sure.
That's elementary.
So, and I have a question for the committee as well. I see restaurants, listings, things to do, I'm assuming, are in here.
Yep.
Yep, golf thing.
Activities.
Retail shop, I don't see it.
Once we get a mock-up, If we can do a mock-up, then we can give it to the board a week before our meeting, and you guys can go through and maybe make comments to this committee. We can then go back to BCA instead of you going to BCA. So, you know, I think we should do that and let BCA do their thing.
Looking for a motion on the quote as provided for BCA to proceed with this project. I think these are great. The $11,724 for 15, if we're using about $12,000 now a year, I think is good, but I think as opposed to the $10,000. But maybe a good idea to look at the $20,000 so we can get them out to a quote on that also, because like you say, it does go down considerably with each $5,000, it looks like, print cutoff. So
the other thing I'd like to say is in this, you can see right on the top line, it's creation of a new Morro Bay Visitor's Guide, includes copywriting, initial direction comp, full design, and two rounds of revision during full design, includes recreating the map. So the map is included in there, and two rounds of revisions, which I think is important because that gives you a chance, you meaning all of you and us and them, to look at it and say, you know, let's tweak it a little, look at it again, let's tweak this a little, we're ready to go.
And that's exactly what Jane was talking about, that initial direction comp, that would be the first, you know, our first run at it, so that you can see what's being laid out on each page. And at that point, you can move things around or you can give us, you know, but then when we go in and you'll have a design in front of you, it's just like the website. You approve the design, you say it's okay, and then we go into the two revisions. And
I think this is great. I think the only thing I think probably we all want to know is just break even as far as the number wise. You know, is this 20,000? Is more cost effective?
Yeah, we'll get that quote.
Or is it 15 or 10? You know, just I think it would be nice to see that, because you know, as people know about this, they probably. The usage is going to go up even further? You know.
Yes.
So we can always approve this, and then it can come back for an increase based on the $20,000. Mm-hmm. So I would like to make a motion to approve this contract. Oh, we do? Then I'll second it. What was
we
it?
We already said somebody.
Oh, let's call for the vote.
So we have a motion on the table.
They didn't.
She's saying
it.
No?
I didn't hear it.
I thought you made a motion. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought Karen made one.
Okay, I would like to make a motion for this contract as it is written for the $15,000, but would like to be able to revisit this if we like the figures for $20,000.
Second.
Discussion.
I just have a really hard time spending $12,000 without a final product, and that's just my thing. I know. So I mean,
spending $12,000 to get a final product. It's all new creative. Sorry, it's all new creative.
It's a concept right now. Really.
It's a concept.
Right. So my thing is if I approve this and I say yes, and I don't like the concept when it's done, I can't. I mean, it doesn't change anything.
No,
I mean,
you change it in the initial comp. We'll be voting on that. So there'll be three votes before we hold this in our hand.
I just want to make sure if I see something.
As a subcommittee, so that's what triggered this.
I'd love to see this done by Saver.
I would love to see this done by Saver as well. That would be a wonderful launch pad.
Then you better call for the vote.
Thanks, Jane. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. There you go. Discussion of final figures for, I added this, discussion of final figures for lodging TOT 2011-2012 fiscal year. This should be quick. We hit $2 million. It's $176,000 right now without some hotels and lodging partners reporting. $176,000 over the city's budgeted number. I would like to see if we can get some board support
report here to go back to City Council and ask them to allocate the other 58, to allocate $58,000 back to us, bringing us back up to that 116,850 CPC number as support. Additionally, or separately, I would also like to see if the city would be willing to approach the city to see if they would be willing to meet us halfway on any tenant improvements to any buildings that we need to do for the visitor center. So ask them to pick up 50% of tenant improvements once we locate a site, and that's going to help us with our startup of the visitor center. I think we've, you know, done a great job. I think all the lodging partners have, and I think there's also that's probably going to be reflected in the sales tax receipts as well. And I just think that at this point, there's $176,000 of unallocated, unbudgeted funds, and I would hope that we would have some support for tourism through those funds that came in. And I don't think it hurts to ask. I don't think it's a big controversial deal. I just think, you know, it's one of those business questions out on the table. And you don't get it if you don't ask for it, and I think we should ask for it.
So are you talking about, like, maybe the board submitting a letter and then maybe starting a little one-on-one request, presentation at a council meeting, or what exactly are you talking about then?
Sure, thank you. I am talking about exactly that the board would basically specify what our gains have been year on year in a letter to council. We would also make a motion to support these, to ask council to support it. That would be included in the letter and correspondence, and then that letter would be followed by the board to a city council meeting to be read out loud and ask them to agendize it for discussion.
I think maybe we may want to get a signature for all the hotels too. That way we have a full support of everybody.
All the hotels willing, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a petition type thing, yeah, like just to petition. Show support.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you had more to say. I think that's a great idea too, and I think with that Bay News article out there, it was really disheartening to see that we were the ones thrown under the bus. And I have to say there was a few things that were not even accurate in that reporting, which was extremely disappointing. And I would love to maybe even put up a proposal where, you know, where would those $58,000 funds? We've just talked about it just alone today in this meeting. CPC's money is gone. We're having to pick up some of those advertising and marketing costs. We knew that was going to happen, which is why we went to the city originally and asked for the full CPC funds. Didn't receive them, but I think we need to go back to them and show where that money is going to go and how it is going to affect our budget. With no CPC now, and that $58,000 for marketing the city from the general fund is really not a huge amount of money. It goes very quickly in the marketing world. So I think this is a great step. We've made them, the city, more money, and it'd be nice for them to show the true partnership.
To support us so we can make more. Karen?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think it's a good idea. You don't get anything if you don't ask. And, you know, this is a very good time to strike. I think, you know, we have dollars behind us showing the success of the marketing plan that's showing up now in city budget, and city budget towards tourism has actually been cut. So this is a good time to ask for some of that back. Absolutely.
I agree. I think it's a good idea. Just a little bit more. I'm just not sure if the city's going to be you know, they've kind of set their budget. I'm not sure, you know, what the chances are that they will come forward. There's a lot of things going on in the city right now, budget-wise.
sharing in the costs of the improvements to a new visitor center location. Tenant improvements.
I'm totally up for the tenant improvements. It's just hard for me to do that when we haven't seen what it's going to cost for those improvements. And so I know I'm not on that committee. Maybe the committee has more information than we do, but that's the only thing.
Well, I'm totally for that, because I can't imagine. I mean, we've only allocated $42,000 for improvements in our budget, so we know we're probably not talking more than $20,000. So we're talking for less than half back to the TBID than what the increased TOT is over what the city had originally budgeted for in this. So I think that that's very reasonable.
And thank you, Karen, for clarification. I meant to say the budgeted number of $42,000. I apologize.
I'll make that motion as stated.
And in the motion, would
you... Oh, are you done? I'm sorry.
In the motion, would you be willing to include that we write a letter? Ask the hoteliers... we write a letter from the TBID board and ask the hoteliers...
Absolutely. I think the stakeholders should have a signature.
Yeah, definitely petition it. So everybody sign it. That way it's a stronger letter. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay. A hotel signatures of support. And that we follow that letter to City Council to be read in public comment. Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. And who would you like to write this letter? What subcommittee would you like to write that letter? Is that the budget subcommittee?
Yes. Getting all this down, Jamie.
I'm sorry, Jamie. You're amazing. Any further discussion?
No, but once the letter is written, you guys can just send it out to us because we're captains of areas.
Yeah,
we can go ahead and discuss it.
Yeah, you can take it to the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there was a second.
Michelle.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries. 6.
Just be sure in that to remember we have a plan. I remember George League saying that. When we were going up for the money, the comment was that we have a plan, and we look at our plan for the last so many years. It's paying off, and I just want to throw that in there when you write that letter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was quick. Discussion of the wage to be included on the draft ad for the tourism director and approval of ad. We had discussed as a, excuse me, we had discussed that as we move forward with hiring a director of tourism, that we place an ad. We approved that ad. I did find an error in there and changed one word, I changed the sentence to say from economic retail, blah, 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 development to economic tourism development, just to make it smaller. And additionally, we talked about posting a wage on there, and the wage that we had discussed as a subcommittee was a range, a gap, starting at 50 and going to 65 plus a bonus, and we didn't say what the bonus would be so that it could be structured by the board once the board is in the 501c6. Is everyone comfortable with that?
I'm sorry, did you say what was the range again? What was
50
the
50 to 65 plus bonus.
All right.
I'm very happy with the range. I think we need to discuss how the bonus will be, with the basis of the bonus, what the tier structure, how that will be structured. But if we're just listing bonus, of course, at this point in our ad, absolutely.
That's what we're doing.
I actually would not. I think we should rethink saying plus bonus. If anything, we might. If I don't even know if we need it, because that's just a base. And but we might want to talk about wording something so it's like with the possibility of a structured commission
or
structured incentive after review period, after first review, because I don't want to get stuck with a bonus situation.
Most bonuses are based on incentive. So, I mean, I think that's kind of, in a professional world, a known thing, but we could word it you know,
incentive
however,
program.
Yeah, incentive. I don't think it has to be by any means. I think we're an independent nonprofit.
So any discussion on that on your subcommittee on what benefit you want to do?
No, we actually have not discussed benefits. We haven't discussed the benefits.
More expensive.
Well, I'm not on that committee. I'm on just writing it, right? I'm like getting confused on all the committees.
I'm not on here.
So right now, just to clarify, we're just talking about what's going to be placed on the draft ad. So this is just what's being placed on the ad. I don't think we've gotten into the nitty gritty of what we're doing, which is kind of what we're talking about. To move things forward, my suggestion would be that we put on there, it is a base salary of $50,000 to $65,000 plus incentives and or plus benefits and incentives to be determined. Then that way it's just an ad, it still is something that can to be determined. Would you like me to make that motion? I will make a motion that the draft ad for the tourism director states about base salary of $50,000 to $65,000, plus benefits and incentives to be determined.
Second. I'll second to that.
Any further discussion?
But I also want to make sure we have some discussion and establish some of these, trying to hire somebody not knowing what kind of benefit you're going to give them and what kind of bonus is not kind of.
That's coming from your business subcommittee. That's you guys. That's you gentlemen. So bring us back a report on that, Alex.
Yes.
I love that. So that's one of the things that's in you guys.
Yeah, but I really think we should have it before we start interviewing.
Well, we're going to place the ad. We can't place the ad until in 2 weeks we'll have the approval on our bylaws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does John get back? Do you know?
Yeah. So we'll have.
We'll talk after.
Yeah. Okay, great. So we have a motion and a second on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion carries 6. Thank you. Discussion of a tourism topic for a visit from Lowe's Caps. Okay, so I received a call from the chamber and Lois Capps is coming for a visit. She's doing kind of a open forum discussion Thursday morning business forum, and they wanted to know if the T-bid had a question that we could put forward to be approved by her people so she could be asked the question. And I wasn't going to sit down on the phone and make up the question myself for all of you. Do you have some pressing issue that you would like to ask Lois Capps about tourism or specifically our city that we could try and gain some support from her office?
When is she coming?
I think like the last week of August.
Can we just email you that
leave this
or something?
Open and we're on public TV.
Right. If somebody has questions, to email it because
they could email it in or.
But it should pertain to what we do as
marketing
a marketing organization, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, really, it would be tough to ask her a marketing question. The only thing I could think of is, our marketing really surrounds the fact that we're the last authentic small town coastal fishing village.
Mm-hmm.
And is she going to help us?
Right.
How is she helping the fishing?
How is she helping the fishing industry so that we can continue to exist and have a draw? And that was the only thing I could think of after having this in front of me for a week. But if anybody has something pressing that you want to ask, if you can get it to me by tomorrow, because my deadline to get it into them is Monday.
Okay.
If not, I'll just shoot them an email that we don't really have anything pressing. Okay? Everyone happy with that? Consensus? Great. So that's done. Declaration of future agenda items. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add to the litany of agenda items we already have?
I do. I would like us to look at having a mid-year review meeting for all the hoteliers. We had discussed that in the past, where it's just not an annual thing. It's not going to be a luncheon. We can just have a quick meeting, go over everything, maybe in October or November.
I would suggest November with everything on the plate for this board for Sabre.
Okay. Anything else from anyone else?